I didn't get this job through an agency or a website. It's not the sort of role you advertise openly. A friend I know from, well, shall we say, a niche club told me about it and said it would be my kind of thing. And she gave me a number to call. I had an interview with a beautiful woman at an office in one of London's more elite neighbourhoods. She looked at my CV and asked me all the standard interview questions. She also told me that the role could be very demanding, but it offered certain perks. Nothing was said directly, but I knew what she was alluding to from several suggestive comments that she made. Exactly 1 week after the interview, I received a phone call offering me the position, accompanied by a 1 month probation period, with the understanding that I had to agree to the detailed job rules. These rules were delivered to me within 2 hours by courier. It was a neatly bound document, about a centimetre thick, detailing every aspect of my expected behaviour in my new role. To receive these rules, I had to sign an online NDA. This company clearly values privacy. After the introduction, the first section of the rules was the dress code, which went something like this. Short sleeve blouse, pure white, tight and well fitted. Pearl buttons, the top three to be undone at all times. A pencil skirt, black, tight, finishing just above the knee with a mid-thigh split on the right-hand side. Shoes, 5-inch, black court shoes with ankle straps. Stockings, black, 15 denier nylon with black seams, held up with suspender straps and a garter belt. No other underwear is to be worn, no panties and no bra. It listed one final item, black rimmed glasses, even if not medically required. As I read this strict and clearly fetishized dress code, I recalled how my interviewer was dressed in this exact fashion. I was so nervous on my first day that I had read and reread the rules, and I knew what I had to do. There was also a section on makeup and hairstyling. So I woke up at 6 a.m., drank a glass of water to rehydrate, cleansed my face with a facial wash and scrub before toning and moisturising. I checked my eyebrows for any strays, carefully covering any blemishes with concealer. My foundation is my exact skin tone, and I powder on a smoky eye with a black liner and the blackest mascara, perfectly separating my lashes with no clumps. I used a red blush, not pink. It looks more natural. I line my lips with the same shade as the Herrera lipstick we are mandated to wear, in the shade Carolina. The rules also state that female employees were required to wear the perfume Good Girl by the same brand. It's strong and sickly sweet. My hair is styled in a shoulder-length bob. It must be curled under and stay there all day. And having rechecked every detail of my attire, makeup and hair, I left for my new job. I arrived precisely 10 minutes early, and the receptionist buzzed me through to the lift. Arriving on the main office floor, I saw that every woman working there was dressed identically, Exactly, like me. They all sat silently at their desks. The only sound was the long fingernails against the keys, an occasionally clicking of heels on the hard floor. After a brief wait, the same woman who interviewed me and greeted me led me into the boss's office. She knocked and then left me there as an attractive male voice called out, "Come in." I stepped into the spacious, beautifully decorated office. It was modern, stylish, and if I didn't know any better, with an original Rothko painting hanging on the far wall. But it wasn't the art that drew my eye. Sitting at his desk was a very attractive man in his early 40s. He was wearing a suit, just as expensive and stylish as the office, and talking on the phone. He had one foot up, but not on a stool. Well, he sort of did. One of the women from the office was on all fours, acting as human furniture. Her ass was up, her head up proudly, and her back curved. She ignored me as I entered, focusing on being an obedient stool. There was a second woman too, kneeling between his legs, her head bobbing as she sucked his cock. As he talked on his phone, he made this outrageous scene seem so natural as I just stood there, awkwardly, wondering if I should leave and come back, or just wait patiently. The answer quickly came when he wrapped up his call and ordered the two women to leave. Both women then crawled out of the room. I stood there as they passed me on their hands and knees, their asses wiggling as their skirts rode up their thighs to expose their stocking tops. I tried not to stare, to act naturally, as the submissive women crawled by and out of the office. My new boss then stood up, his impressive, semi-hard cock still hanging from his fly. "This is the first and only time to stand in my office," he said, scolding me. Then I remembered that the rules stated that all staff were to be on their knees in his presence at all times. And so I quickly and submissively dropped to my knees before him, lowering my head apologetically for good measure. Then he walked up and stood over me, so his cock was just inches from my face. I could see the lipstick marks down his shaft where the other woman had been sucking it. He stepped forward as I kept my head facing forward, so his cock hung against my face. It was so intimidating, so hot. He just stood there for a few seconds, letting the moment draw out, me kneeling, his semi-hard cock against my face. And then he said, just two words, "Blow me." I obeyed his command. I held his cock in one hand and put it in my mouth. I looked up at him, making eye contact as I started to suck, playing my lips up and down his hardening cock in a jerking motion. His face seemed emotionless, and then, keen to please him, I worked harder. I flicked my tongue around his cock and moaned, humming against his dick. I was rewarded by hearing him sigh in pleasure, and my tummy fluttered when I felt him place his hand on my head approvingly, firmly, but not too hard. I started to take him deeper. I gripped his thighs with both hands and bobbed up and down before him. His cock started to hit my throat, and I suppressed my instinct to gag. He's clearly enjoying this, and I felt his hand pushing against me to take him deeper. He was thrusting now, forcing me to take more and more of his dick down my throat. I was struggling to keep pace with his demands, and then there was a knock at the door. I expected him to ignore it, or tell them to come back later, but to my surprise, he said, "Enter." The door opened, and I heard a shuffle of knees as someone entered his office. He never stopped thrusting. He never missed a beat of fucking my mouth as the woman entered informed him of a meeting request. As they discussed the details, he kept pushing his cock further and further down my throat. His strong hand held me firmly in place as I struggled to take him. Then, once they were done and she left, the door closed behind her, and he released me, leaving me gasping and panting for air. I tried to compose myself as quickly as I could and looked up past his proud, hard cock, dripping my drool and staring into his handsome eyes. "Good girl," he said, and I felt my pussy become even wetter. There is something I normally say for the final day of a girl's first week. "But I have a good feeling about you," he said. "Up," he commanded. I rose off my knees, pulled my skirt back down to cover my stocking tops, and stood ready. He pointed towards his desk and told me to stand in front of it. I did as I was told, and took several steps up to the desk. He then walked behind me and bent me over it in a swift, firm motion. I offered no resistance as I was pushed face down onto his desk. My skirt rode up my thighs, exposing my stocking tops and bare ass. I was suddenly very aware that I was pantyless, as per the company dress code. And I was told to spread my legs, which I did, as I heard him loosening his belt behind me. He took something from his desk and squirted it into his hand. I knew it was lube, and I was thinking, what sort of a man keeps lube on his desk? When I felt it smear over my asshole. Despite the rules clearly stating that all the holes of all female employees are free use, I wasn't expecting anal in the first 15 minutes. And I had to stifle a gasp as with two fingers he wiped a dollop of thick, cold lube over my puckered ass ring. With one finger, he then pushed some inside, clearly readying me for his cock. He ass-fingered me for a while, and as he did, I could sense he was smearing lube over his cock with his hand. I knew what was coming, and I slowed my breathing as I felt him push the tip of his cock against my well-lubed ring. There was a pause, and then he slowly but firmly pushed himself into me. Not fully, but enough for me to feel his thickness. He paused again, allowing my ass to get used to being stretched. Then he rammed it all the way in. I had to grip the edges of the desk. I was on tiptoe, my feet barely touching the floor as he started to pound my ass. I tried to keep quiet. I tried to take his ass fucking like a good girl, but I couldn't help but gasp and then whimper as he battered my asshole. He grunted and holding my hips as he slammed himself against and into me. Items were tumbling off the desk with the force he was fucking me with. My whimpering quickly became moaning, and the entire office no doubt knew he was literally breaking in the new employee. The pain of his cock, violating my ass, hit that point where it transcended into pleasure. I was becoming more relaxed. The shock of being so brutally taken was fading. He was settling into a deep, relentless rhythm. I was still gasping and moaning through gritted teeth, but I could feel my pussy was dripping wet. As if we had a psychic link, one of his hands slid down, slipping between my legs, and started to rub my pussy. He discovered how wet I was and called me a dirty, nasty girl. Hearing him call me that, with the emphasis on girl, was almost too much. I could feel myself building towards climax. The angle he was fucking me at was perfect, hitting that special place as he continued to finger my pussy. He was grunting, enjoying himself as he pounded me over the desk. I felt like I was clinging on for dear life. My feet were now off the floor as I felt his strength hammering his cock deeper and deeper into my ass. I tried to maintain some level of composure, but I utterly failed. My glasses fell off, and my hair became a mess. I was moaning and panting now with almost a bestial frenzy, yelping every time his cock plunged deep into my ass. He was speeding up and grinding his fingers against my now throbbing clit. I was overstimulated and losing control. My body shuddered, not from his brutal pounding, but from the toe-curling orgasm surging through me like I was being electrocuted. He grunted as my ass clenched around his hammer cock, and I felt him. I felt his cock pulse as he came inside me, right up my ass. He thrust once, twice more, sighed with a sense of relief, and then pulled out of me, leaving my ass gaping and dribbling with his warm spunk. I was still buzzing from the intense orgasm when he slapped my ass and told me, "Now get out." I paused, still coming to my senses from the head-spinning climax when his tone became firmer. "Now," he commanded, "you've been a good girl so far. Don't ruin your first day." I stood, feeling a little light-headed and unsteady in my slutty heels. And then I remembered to drop down to my hands and knees. I started to pick up the pens and other items that had fallen from the desk in the heat of my ass pounding. But he told me to just leave them. So keeping my head low, I started to crawl past him and out of his office. But he made me stop. He reached down and yanked my skirt up and fully over my bottom, exposing my buttocks and oozing asshole, showing everyone that I'd clearly been fucked in my ass. I then had to crawl past all my new co-workers, dripping his spunk from my asshole as I went. On all fours, past desk after desk, performing a crawl of shame, until I reached the empty desk at the end, my desk. I climbed up onto my chair, wincing with tenderness. All the other women ignored me, carrying on with their work as normal, even though they had just heard me being fucked by the boss, as he treated me as his free-use submissive plaything. I thought to myself, I'm going to love this job.